Anthony Hewish with Martin Ryle, and I brought him back to look around here. He said, oh yes, this room here is where Crick and Watson were working just a bit before they discovered DNA, but they were so much of a nuisance that we threw them out, and that's why the plaque is over there. They were put in another place. So this was, I was told, was their room, and it's now the committee room for the social and political sciences. Let's just see. Ah, good. This is the Maxwell Lecture Room, named after the great scientist Maxwell. And it's more or less been left as it was then.
Yep.
So all sorts of interesting discoveries and announcements were made here. For example, as I mentioned, when they discovered pulsars, a new kind of star, which was incredibly important because it wasn't just a kind of star, it was a whole new type of star. Cambridge was famous for its astronomy, for Eddington, for Hewish and Ryle, and more recently for Martin Rees and Stephen Hawking and others like that. And when they had discovered this new star, they discovered it over Christmas, and he'd had these strange signals, which was in a room next to mine, and he thought there must be something there, but then suddenly he had to mark undergraduate or entrance examinations to Cambridge, so he lost a week while he knew that he'd discovered something possibly absolutely wonderful, and he had to spend his time marking student scripts. Then he came back, and when they first discovered it, they thought that these regular signals must be sent by an intelligent being from outer space. And they were just about to announce that life had been discovered in the universe, little green men on Mars or something. They knew if they said this, the whole world, I mean, there would have been a huge explosion of interest and chaos. So they went on testing for another 2 or 3 weeks, and then they realized it was so regular, because it was coming from several different places. Mm-hmm. And that was another clue that it wasn't intelligent life. It was coming from a number of dying stars. And so they came, and they announced that they were going to tell the world what they had discovered. And they were going to have it in a small room. And news got out about this. This is 1968, I think. And everyone wanted to come, so they moved it to this big lecture room. And the two famous scientists stood here, and they told their audience that they discovered this new star. In the front rank was one of the great astronomers, Fred Hoyle, who was very argumentative and disbelieving of things. And so they were watching his expression as they told the world about this new kind of star.